With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dev. Roles are reversed for some local, state, and federal policymakers at today's Healthy Rivers Youth Water Summit in Carbondale.
The students are the presenters, and the water managers and policymakers are the listeners.
Sarah Johnson is the founder of Wild Rose Education. Her organization works with local students from sixth grade to college through the Youth Water Leadership Program. Over 100 local students will present solutions to water issues and climate change at the yearly summit. She says the ultimate goal of the summit is to show policy and decision makers that young people are concerned about climate change and water in Colorado and are ready to make a change. Country Western music gets satirized in the musical The Doyle and Debbie Show, opening tomorrow at Carbondale's Thunder River Theater Company. Kristen Kay has more.
Stop your love. We can't control it. Stop your love.
The production mimics duets seen on old programs like The Porter Wagner Show, where Dolly Parton got her start. With songs like Stock Car Love and Barefoot and Pregnant, The Doyle and Debbie Show is a send-up of the genre. Director Patrick Holleran says it's rooted in appreciation.
It isn't total satire. You can sense from the writing and from the style that the writer of this show still has a unique love for this sort of music.
The R-rated musical opens Friday and runs through December 21st. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Two Colorado congressmen participated in a hearing Wednesday in Washington focused on whether President Trump should be impeached for actions he took towards Ukraine. Scott Franz reports.
Lawmakers on the House Judiciary Committee heard from four constitutional scholars about whether they think Trump abused his power. Republican Ken Buck of Windsor said Democrats are setting the bar too low for impeachment. He argued that Abraham Lincoln could have been removed from office under the standards Trump is facing.
The bar is so low that when we have a Democrat president in office and a Republican House and a Republican Senate, we're going to be going through this whole scenario again in a way that really puts the country at risk.
Democrat Joe Neguse of Lafayette focused on Trump's decision to block witnesses from testifying, saying previous presidents were more cooperative when they faced impeachment.
President Nixon did in fact allow his chief of staff and his chief counsel to testify, and this president has not.
The House could consider articles of impeachment as early as this month. I'm Scott Franz.
And I'm Molly Dove. Aspen Public Radio News.